What's up, Buffalo Fanatics? Josh Allen here. Just wanted to say, go Bills.
What is up, Buffalo Fanatics? Rico, Z-Bot, Bitcoin Barkley. With the coolest shades I've seen anybody have on today.
It's not too sunny, but it's bright enough. Having a good time here.
Is the look based on the Wall Street bets? That's kind of the vibe I'm getting from you.
Wall Street bets. I stay away from Wall Street bets.
You look like the logo of the guy.
I stay away from Wall Street bets or any crypto bets or AMC, GameStop, or whatever happened.
And for good reason.
I didn't touch Dogecoin. I'm sticking to my fundamentals.
I did all of those, and I'm paying the price. So, good for you.
Well, listen, man, welcome back to Buffalo. Yeah. I mean, it's got to feel good to be back, seeing all the regular faces and so on and so forth. So, I mean, listen, I'm going to get right to it, man. Like, what is it that it feels like you're in a different supportive role? And who knows how this is going to play out, really, honestly. But how is your role changing this season right now?
I think I'm bringing back that familiarity that Josh has with me and our friendship and our relationship. But in addition to that, being kind of still a steady role in the QB room, in the offense, as a vet on the team, bringing back that presence, which is what Sean and Bean kind of wanted. They know I can play. I'm confident still in my ability to play if need be. So that's not an issue, and it's really just kind of putting all the pieces together, I feel like, this year to win championship, which is always the goal. But I think as Josh has grown especially and kind of the rest of the offense has grown over the last couple of years, and that timing and that unity is there, that's my goal, is just be another piece of that unity and get everyone on the same page.
That's awesome.
You seem really stoked to be back here, and I think it's everybody else felt the same. What's the biggest difference between here and anywhere else, and what makes you get that feeling of excitement being back with the Bills?
It's just a different vibe than, I mean, I've played over 10 cities now, yeah, right? And I started my career in Philly, which is like, all right, this is nuts. Can't get any better than this. Philly fans are on another level. But then I get here, and I mean, Bills Mafia is, again, it's on another level.
Different.
But they treat you like family. Like, there was something about, I don't want to bag on Philly, they're great fans, but it's like, you just, like, do one wrong thing, and it's like, they're getting beat
get
up.
You. Yeah.
And you're got black eyes, and they're bruising you up. But Buffalo, I feel like they love you no matter what. There's just, like, a family vibe here. There's just this community that is unlike anything else that I've experienced in the league. And so when we found out we were coming back here in free agency, I mean, my wife started crying. She was so excited to come back just because of the friendship she made while she was here. I mean, my kids are excited. They remember all the memories they made, even though it was 2 years ago. So, we're pumped to be back.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, you spent a season away. And how difficult was it to try not to pay attention to what the Bills are doing and focus on your team? But you're creeping over saying, and you're seeing Bills everywhere. So how difficult was it to not cheer for them?
Well, I played, so I was on three teams last year. Every team played the Bills.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if that's a record, but three non-divisional games, all played the Bills.
Wow.
Three different teams. It was wild just to see everyone on all those games. But then, to watch from afar, and, I mean, that Chiefs game was heartbreaking. I don't want to revisit that, but just like, my heart was with them, like, even though I wasn't on a team, like, that's still how connected I felt. And so, to be back, it's the best, absolute best.
What is it, because who else has a better view of Josh Allen on a day-to-day basis than you? What is it about him in
depends
general?
Depends who's showering with him. But.
Oh, hey-o. Hey, I wouldn't, enough said, right? Enough said. When you, when you're out of the showers and you're taking snaps, what is it about his game? Because you're going on a long time here now of playing football, so you've seen it all at this point.
Yep.
What is it about Josh's game that stands out to you where you say, I mean, man, that's just different?
Well, he's a tremendous athlete. I think that speaks for itself. And he's such a gamer to where nothing can really throw him off. Mm-hmm. I mean, I, for the majority of my career, I've been kind of like a timing style quarterback where you're this yards on these steps and I'm going to throw with anticipation, ball meets receiver, boom.
Right.
He can make plays where things go awry. He's out of the pocket, timing's off, receivers are at different depths, and he just finds guys.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most incredible traits I've seen in quarterback play, is just his ability to make plays when things don't go as planned.
Right.
And you need to be able to extend plays, both with his feet, with his arm, and I don't think there's anyone that does it better than him.
Well, this is great because it segues right into what I want to ask. So you spent a year away from the team, you're in three different cities, and you're talking so well and so highly of Josh. What were the other players on your teams that you were on saying about him? Like, are they like, man, this guy's crazy. What was he like? Are they asking the same very questions we're asking?
They didn't really know how to game plan against him.
Well, man.
I mean, and they would ask me questions just because I was there, and I don't really know what to tell him. Like, I couldn't say much. I'm like, well, he's going to find a way to beat it. And, like, in the offense, there's so many options on every single play. It's like you can't really draw Picard versus single coverage because it's going to look different. And so I didn't really know what to say. they were kind of just scratching their heads. They're like, well, we got to contain him. Everyone's like, all right, well, how do we contain him?
Yeah.
And I mean, with all the other weapons they have on the offensive side of the ball, it was tough for a lot of teams to game plan it, but
what else can you say, right?
there is nothing else to say.
Something tells me you would have made a decent amount of coin off the NIL back in the day.
Oh, don't bring that up.
Yeah, I need to hear your thoughts. This is just insane. The whole thing is an absolute zoo.
I mean, all about it.
You are.
I'm so all for it.
But what about it are you witnessing right now that will not work?
There needs to be regulation in poaching players and kids from high school. Because I think once kids are in school, use your name and likeness, use your brand, your image to profit off of that,
yes.
Which should have been a thing in college forever.
Damn right.
But when boosters are getting involved and it's pay to play and there's becoming like the Power Five schools where it's like NBA teams getting together to form these super teams because whoever has the most money is getting the best players. There's something that's just going to create parity, and I don't know if that's the right way to do it. I don't know necessarily the answer of how to regulate that or control that, but I think once you have committed somewhere, then you can start signing deals. The hard part is then, I guess, regulating, you know, communication between students and alum or players and alumni or businesses or, you know, you can't have any nonverbal agreements even or anything like that or a tampering period. I don't know how it'll work, but I'm all for players getting paid to capitalize. But,
absolutely.
You know, regulation.
High schoolers now making crazy deals, and that influences where they go to school, and then it's just like, oh, I'm going to bounce here to there. The transfer portal is a whole other question, which
crazy
I don't agree with because kids are not facing competition. They're just bouncing on any slightest – chant where they don't like their situations.
Right.
Like, oh, let me just go to this school. And I don't like that aspect.
Well, I just think you know it's wild when you got Nick Saban pounding the table for parity. I mean, there's nobody on earth who wants parity less than that guy. So that's what blows my mind.
Exactly.
But when you look at the situation overall, I'm in complete agreement with you just talking about the ability to get paid. But I'm hearing recently that there's quarterbacks that could potentially get $8 million.
Yeah,
coming out. You're going into the NFL. You're taking a heavy pay cut.
Are you kidding?
I don't understand how you could.
Caleb
possibly
Williams
sustain.
Is already up to seven. I think
is he really?
And he hasn't played it down at USC.
It's.
I didn't think they were.
Don't even
money
bring
like
up
that.
What I would have made. I mean, it's hard to think about.
Why? Dan Patrick asked Deion Sanders, and he said they would have had to name the stadium after him.
Oh,
so I'm just like, you know. Lincoln Riley, your thoughts on that too? By the way,
big fan.
All right,
big fan.
Cool.
I think he's already done a lot of good things. Brought a lot of top recruits. He's running the ship the right way, and there's a lot of hype around SC football, which there needs to be, I think, for the whole college football scene, and the fact that the Coliseum will be full again.
That'll be nice.
It's better for the game.
I'm happy.
That'll be nice.
It's better for the game.
We don't want to keep it too long, but I got to ask you this. I mean, you went from having Dable as the OC, now Ken Dorsey, and not to compare philosophies, nothing to do with that, personality.
Yeah.
What's the personality difference between the two? You have one that's a burly grizzly bear in Dable to Ken Dorsey.
Yeah.
We were told, don't be fooled with what you see. What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know what you guys are seeing, but Dorse is about as much of a firecracker as Dave's is. I mean,
we have the wrong impression.
Dorse is not the most winningest NCAA quarterback of all time for no reason.
Like, I'm telling you.
Even in the offseason competition, like the weight, the strength and conditioning things we've done where we bring in coaches for this competition type stuff, he gets the most heated out of anyone. Just competing against guys.
Wow.
And so it's almost, I think one of my jobs, going back to why I'm here, it's almost to kind of keep him regulated too.
Really?
To keep everyone even keeled because he'll get fired up and want to
Yeah.
Yes.
You have two firecrackers in Josh Allen and oh boy.
I love that.
Doris knows how to keep a level head. I think he just gets so amped up trying to win, and not only like barely win, like absolutely demolish anyone he's going up against, which is a great thing for us as an offense. And so I think, you know, if we just keep the horse blinders on and stay right here, we'll be yes, straight.
Yeah. I love it. Exciting stuff. Thanks so much, Matt. By the way, lay off the weights, man. You're looking
dude, this guy's jacked
absolutely
for sure.
Massive.
Yes.
Save some for the rest of us.
That dad strength.
I love that. You
know. Listen, man, ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
Bitcoin Barkley himself joining us, man. He's yoked up and ready to go, and he's going to try to keep Ken Dorsey, you know what I mean, at bay.
And from the sounds of it, it's going to be a tough task, so best of luck, yeah.
It'll be a good offense to watch, no doubt about that.
Can't wait. Thanks a lot, man. It's great to have you back, by the way.
Thank you. Yes, pumped to be back. It's going to be a fun year.
Yes, sir. Excellent.
Appreciate it.